Hey, we're David and Joy Parkman.
With More Than Conquer Counseling and Coaching with your marriage tip of the day.
Because your marriage matters.
Hello, love.
Hey, darling.
So in talking about choosing one another this week, right? So many great Bible verses.
And, you know, we can sit here all ooey gooey and go, man, I choose you. But that's not always the case, right? I mean, there's quite often, you know, we're frustrated with one another and we're not choosing each other. We're choosing ourselves.
Right. Yeah. Just like we talked yesterday about, you know, looking towards our own interests instead of the interests of others. And so when that happens, what do? When we're, you know, frustrated with our spouse, when we're, you know, choosing ourselves, what do? Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as Christ forgave you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not always easy to do.
It isn't.
But it's what we're called to do. Right? We have to have grace and mercy for one another.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, this may sound selfish, but you know the biggest reason why?
Why?
Because sometime today, I'm going to want grace and mercy. So I might as well give what I know that I'm going to need later.
We all need it. So we might as well give it. And, you know, we don't often realize or are cognizant of the fact that our marriage is the starting point of grace and forgiveness in our family and then in our church and then in our community. It starts with us. Our marriage is our greatest witnessing tool. Our marriage is the curriculum that God has for us to become more like Him.
It's the foundational place, right?
So being kind is key. We're not always kind to one another. Familiarity breeds contempt. That is a saying for a reason. And we don't get any more familiar with anybody than our spouse.
And it's always kind of broke my heart that, you know, the person we love the most on the face of the earth, it tends to be the one that gets to see the worst part of us.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's the one that we truly think that in we can be in all our badness and they should still love us unconditionally.
And that's why we need the forgiveness.
That's right.
We have to forgive each other and ourselves as we've been forgiven so that we can be kind and tender-hearted to one another, because all connection really comes out of vulnerability, tenderness, showing each other our heart. And it takes forgiveness to stay in that place together.
Our passion is helping couples create a life and relationship they love.
So if you want more connection,
more intimacy,
more unity,
more peace,
we may be reached by phone and text at 417-592-2885 to see how you can have more.